Thank you, James. Norfolk Police have today launched a social media campaign encouraging residents to get into the habit of completing a hashtag 9pm routine. The idea comes after the incredible success of a concept launched in Pasco County, Florida, in America, which asks the public to check certain things around their home at a designated time. Inspector Ed Brown, who suggested adopting the idea, said, "It's really simple. Set a reminder on your phone for 9pm, and when it goes off, do some checks around the house. We know that some criminals are opportunistic, looking for that quick and easy win. By completing the hashtag 9pm routine, residents are making life so much harder for offenders. This will ultimately result in a reduction in crime."
The next meeting of the Norfolk and Waveney Prostate Care Support Group will be held next week. The meet and chat evenings are put on regularly by the group, which is conscious men were often reluctant to talk about health issues. Attendees to the next meeting from 7pm to 9pm on Monday, August the 9th, will have the chance to chat with others who are or have been on the same cancer journey. The meeting will be held at the Big C Cancer Centre at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital.
For youngsters, it is a relaxing, school-free spell, but for many families, the six-week break can be something of a challenge. With activities to plan, childcare to factor in, and more meals to buy, costs often rise sharply during the holiday. So with that in mind, a Norwich community group has launched a new initiative to provide lunch for families struggling to buy food for their children. The Norfolk Unite community, part of Unite Union, launched the project in Mile Cross earlier this week to make sure no one goes hungry. Based at St Catherine's Church on Aylstrom Road, it will provide a packed lunch for those in need with, one of its organisers said, no questions asked. Darrell Hall, chairman of the Norfolk branch, said thousands of families around the country were likely to lose free school meals in September due to changes in universal credit. He said, "I remember seeing teachers at two or three schools in the north doing the same. And with the universal credit changes, where a lot of people will lose subsidised school lunches, we wanted to do something similar here to help out." He said they spoke to Stuart Allen, head teacher at the nearby Mile Cross Primary School, to get an idea of interest and are preparing enough for 20 to 30 lunches while the scheme gains momentum. "We don't want to be an answer to the problem," he said. "What we want to do is to raise awareness of it. The whole problem is the groups like this have to help, so it's not an answer. But we still want to do something. For some families, 6 weeks is a long time."
Victims of hidden crime and the vulnerable are set to benefit from a newly launched £450,000 fund. Norfolk Police and Crime Commissioner Lawn Green has launched the Hidden Victims Fund, which will run over 3 years and will support pilot projects, preventative work and service delivery in a number of areas: hate crime, modern slavery, human trafficking, stalking and harassment are among the areas that will be targeted. It will also try to improve areas where crime is underreported and where there are a lack of projects and services for the community. Mr. Green said, "Supporting victims and reducing vulnerability in Norfolk is a main priority for me as PCC and is also a core aim of my police and crime plan. This major fund aims to help prevent some of those hidden crimes which are traditionally underreported and, crucially, to support those who are victims of such crimes. Crimes such as modern slavery, stalking and harassment and hate crime, for example, are often underreported, and we need to do more to support and encourage victims to come forward. This is a significant investment, but one which I believe is hugely important for Norfolk, and I'm proud to be able to make such a commitment. I would encourage organisations who meet the criteria to come forward and apply for funding, and together we can work to make a real difference. The funding comes from the PCC's core commissioning budget. Only registered charities, social enterprises, constituted community groups, community interest groups, CICs, can apply for the funding. All projects must be carried out within Norfolk and all organisations must be able to demonstrate local delivery. According to the PCC's criteria, applicants must clearly support the delivery of local policy and strategy addressing one or more of the target areas. Applications will be managed through the National Blue Light EU supply portal.
Workers at Britvic Norwich factory have spoken about their anger at the site's closure as they start 18 days of strike action. Members of the union, GMB, gathered at the entrance of the Britvic factory at Carrow Works in a bid to encourage bosses from the company to meet with them to negotiate a better redundancy package for workers. GMB members voted in favour of industrial action in June this year. Members will hold 3 days of strike action for 6 weeks, totalling 18 days of action. The decision to close a factory was made last December, a move which also prompted site neighbour Unilever to close its Coleman's mustard factory. Mrs. Hart, 55, explained the stress the imminent factory closure had caused. "It's not just us. There are people throughout the factory who are struggling with work-related stress. I have put on 2 stone because I was comfort eating." Added that she felt there had been little support. She said one of the contributing factors to the stress she and her colleagues felt was the lack of retraining they had received. "We just feel like we've been discarded without a second thought."
Residents and team members of a Cringleford care home were joined by local people for a special event to celebrate the home's 3rd birthday. To commemorate the day, the Care UK team at Cavell Court on Dragonfly Lane hosted a Hawaiian Loa-themed party, complete with fun games including the loudest Hawaiian shirt contest and limbo competition. Cavell Court's chefs prepared a summer barbecue for everyone to enjoy, and musical entertainment was provided by resident favourite Ben Lake, who kept the party atmosphere going all afternoon. Jenny Rogers, home manager at Cavell Court, said, "A lot of planning and preparation went into creating a fun day for the residents, their families and the local community, and I'm delighted to say all the hard work was more than worthwhile. We all had a fantastic time, and it was wonderful to see so many people from the local community celebrate the day with us."
Well, that's all for this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from Ian Robertson and
Paddy Watkins.
Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, 2 more features, and after Chatterbox, the latest edition of Chatteround.